That's right. Get ready to hold on to your hats, because if you're outside, the wind is blowing. And if you're inside here, we got Jim Medford here. So Jim Medford out there at the links and getting ready to do big things with the second year of the Symetra Tour. How you doing today, Jim?
Well, Anne, just trying to stay warm, but doing great otherwise. Thank you.
Wow. It's good to have you in studio here today.
I always enjoy this time.
Yes. So you've been busy over this last year getting ready for the second year of the Symetra Tour.
Yeah, you know, I think most people may not necessarily understand that this is a full year's project. I mean, this doesn't just happen, you know, a month before the tournament, you pull it all together. So I can honestly say, you know, we signed a 10-year contract, which was very important, I think, for our community, and also the investments we've made in the tournament out at the links to be able to amortize that over a few years. But, you know, we had so much energy and passion and work, blood, sweat, and tears to make the first one to be as big as it could be, and, you know, to get everybody's interest and feel proud about what we did here with it in Greenwood. So it really was hard for me to really enjoy it, because
I can believe that.
Yeah, because I was so wrapped up into it. And then I can honestly say, on that last Sunday when the final putt was going in, my mind was already racing to, okay, now what are we going to do, you know, this coming year? So, but we are really excited about what we have planned for this year. We're going to take this tournament to a whole new level in a number of ways. And I think all of us Greenwoodians will be extremely proud of what we're able to do, and the national stage that we'll be on with this will be great for all of us, I hope.
You know, I know that you are right, because last year it was go bigger or go home. And this year, what's the slogan?
Bigger, bolder, better.
Bolder, better. Okay.
See, when you have a 10-year contract, Ann, you got to stay with the theme on a letter. Like last year was B. We're still in B's.
Right.
We got a few more letters to go through before we get to the end of this thing. So we're still on the B program.
I'd like to jump ahead and like to know what the 10-year one is. Zowie, we're done.
Well, you know, while it's a 10-year contract, it's an evergreen scenario. So, you know, I don't want to just say 10 and it's like 10 and you're done.
Right.
Hopefully it's 20.
Okay.
But contractually it's 10.
10.
Yeah, so. Anyway.
Well, you know, I know the Symetra Tour, that you really added a lot of punch to their whole tournament series, because you've had more people have come on. Some of the sites have upped their game and made bigger purses.
Yeah.
So you really, you kind of showed them the way on how to make it happen.
You know, it's, we were just trying to showcase who we are. And, you know, we are a little competitive here in Greenwood.
Right. And the unintended consequences of doing a great job.
Yeah, there was some. And it was very rewarding. We were last month down at LPGA headquarters, and they have a tournament host best practices seminar, if you will. And there is, I believe, 5 new stops on the Symetra Tour this year. Boston, Detroit, some pretty large markets, a couple of smaller markets like Greenwood as well. And so they were all there, first-timers like we were last year. First-timers. And but what was really exciting for us is they asked us to lead the best practices program when it came to marketing, development, the event itself, operationally how to run it. So, you know, we were able to showcase, like, Wally Stevenson, who is, one of my neighbors and a volunteer that head up the organizations working with the volunteers. He was able
one
to give a presentation.
English accent.
Yes,
there you go. Yes.
If you're going to have something to do with golf, you got to have somebody with a British accent. It just goes with it, or a Scottish accent. So we have our
That was planned, is what he's telling us,
yeah,
folks.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, he's such a great guy, and he did such a great job. So to watch him make a presentation and see him be able to passionately talk about that was exciting for me. So it was just a great experience for us overall. And now we're going to have, not only do we have 17 countries represented from the players coming to the tournament to compete, and the LPGA Solheim Cup ladies coming. We'll talk, I guess, more about that in a minute. Nancy Lopez and the Hall of Famers coming back. We're going to have the tournament committees of these five new markets are going to be here in Greenwood for the week, seeing what we do, and hopefully taking some notes away about what they're going to be doing later on in the year when it's their turn to have their tournament. So,
you know, I got to say, that has to be highly unusual that a first year tournament is presenting these best practices and telling people how to do it. That has to be pretty unusual, Jim.
I don't know what to say. I can't speak to that, Ann. I would imagine it was. I know when we went last year and we were the newbies, we listened to two markets that have had the tournaments for 10 or 15 years giving what they did.
I rest my case.
So, yeah. You know, that's all I can go by.
Yeah. So this is exciting. I know the girls that are in the Symetra Tour, they're totally excited to be coming back. I know I've already, we've heard from some of them that are on the, we're on Twitter with them, and they're all talking about coming back.
Yeah, that's probably the single most thing that we can take a lot of pride in, besides the charitable aspect of what we were able to do, and is how everybody in Greenwood just embraced these young athletes when they came in to our area. They all left just raving about their experiences, not only with the tournament, but just in Greenwood in total. When they would go into a restaurant, or when they were being housed, you know, in somebody's private home, or...
And I know so many of the people enjoyed having the girls there. You know, that's all I heard for weeks afterwards. Oh, they were lovely girls. We hope we can have them back again.
They've adopted. Greenwood adopted these ladies. And we had a number of them staying in Stony Point, of course, but also in a lot of other communities around Greenwood. And there was a real depression. I've said this before. There was a real depression come late Monday afternoon when they were all packing up to drive up to Asheville to the next tournament stop. You could feel the air just being sucked out of the balloon because they were so attached to how great these young ladies were. And we had several drive to Asheville to watch them, their girl, play in Asheville, and then on to Charlotte the following week to watch their girl play. And we get Christmas cards. They get Christmas cards from the players, and they talk about how they can't wait to get back. Probably the most active volunteer position we have is the housing one, because we're not getting requests, we're getting demands for who they want to stay at their house, and it was the girl that they had
the last year.
So you know, that speaks volumes as far as who these girls really are. They're ambassadors, and they're great young ladies.
Sure. And, you know, we need to see more of this, don't we, in our country?
We really do.
Yeah.
We really do. And you want to talk about work ethic? Because we talk about that. You know, I'm involved with Piedmont Tech, and, of course, involved with a lot of the industries. Used to have my own business as well. Still kind of have one or two. But, you know, the soft skills and all the other new terms that we use, which really boils down to work ethic, being a team player, how you carry yourself, how you dress, being able to have an intelligent conversation. Those are the things that we are really struggling with at times, and as a country,
yes,
but also here in Greenwood. So when you see these young, you want to talk about work ethic, these girls, they're up at, as soon as the sun is barely up, they're out at the driving range. They're out there practicing. They're in the fitness center working out because they're athletes. And some of them sleep in their cars. They're, you know, their whole world is in a car driving from tournament stop to tournament stop. And
all on the vision of getting their LPGA card.
Yeah, amen.
Yes.
Amen. And so, to see them carry themselves, and they're bright and they're energetic, and they, And I think the Symetra Group and the LPGA is doing a great job, and I'm sure it's true on the PGA Tour as well. But they really spend a lot of time and to work with these girls, so they know how to sit and talk to you on the radio, because we've had a couple of them on here.
Absolutely.
And how to, you know, how to present themselves, and because they're out there looking for sponsorships for themselves, so they are they're their own brand.
They are.
And they have to market themselves. Yeah. So I wish we could translate that aspect into everything else around us, and we would be a much better place for it.
Absolutely. Well, we are here with Jim Medford. Hey, if you're wondering when the tournament comes up, it's May 4th through the 10th. That is Mother's Day weekend. It is out there at the links of Stony Point. We come back, we're going to talk about more, so don't you go away.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. I'm Ann Eller here with Jim Medford. And, you know, Jim, one of the things that, you know, we really need to talk about is after it was all said and done, a whole lot of money was put out to a whole lot of different organizations. So, you know, when we talk about the greatness of the tournament, it really is a two-edged sword because it does bring in a lot of dollars to a lot of different organizations.
Right. And Ann, really, at the onset of us deciding to take on this challenge or not, because it's a very large financial responsibility for this tournament to, because we're responsible for the total P&L locally. I mean, love the LPGA and all of those great, because they are the ones that organize it, but they fly into town. They just want their purse, and off they go.
Right.
Everything else is your, including the purse,
right,
is your responsibility. So, you know, we look at a lot of different things before we make a decision like that. But it was really the charitable aspect, and that's what I've always enjoyed about the professional golf. You know, all other sports, you know, you go buy a huge ticket for an NBA game or an NFL game. The players all make big money, and not to say that they're not active, you know, in civically,
mm-hmm.
they are, but right. nowhere near what the PGA and LPGA do. I mean, that's the whole premise of these tour stops is, you know, is that there's a charitable component that is left behind in the market that they've been at. So we really focused really hard on that, and that was really what prompted us to make the decision and the 10-year commitment we did, because we were able to raise $250,000 for our local charities. And, you know, like you, Ann, I'm out and about in the market a lot. I try to work and try to do as best I can to help a lot of these organizations because they provide such a vital service to our community. And they live on a purse string, and they live month to month, quarter to quarter. And
they don't have a way to increase sales.
No, they don't.
You know, if they've got grant money, in fact, I had Kathy Miller on the other day, and
yes.
she goes, it's totally different, Ann. You have X amount of dollars to work with, and that's it.
Yeah.
There's no way to increase it unless you get another grant. But for that month or that period, that's what you're working with.
Yeah, the only thing that increases for them is their expenses because there's more and more demand
sure.
for the services they have, but their income base is fixed.
Yeah.
So, you know, $250,000 is a lot of money in 1 week's time in Greenwood. So I always project math forward. And so think about that over the next 10 years and how much money.
And it's going to get greater, I would presume.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's going to get
that's
greater.
The plan is
right.
for it to be greater. But just use our base year for 10 years.
That's a lot of dollars coming in.
That's a lot of dollars coming into this area to support the causes we do. So really, that's what this tournament, in my heart, is about. And there's a lot of other benefits, of course. I mean, look at what it's doing for Greenwood. I mean, we were in, the coverage of this tournament was in 47 national newspapers from the Boston to wherever.
Sure.
About Greenwood, South Carolina. We were in Golf Digest. We were in Golf Weekly. We were, you know, we were mentioned then, you know, in the Golf Channel.
Well, if I understand correctly, even the South Carolina tourism is excited about what y'all have done here.
I think there's two things that we can actually put our finger on right now. Rossi Corwin, you know, is the airport manager. She's also the county engineer. Her and I have become very close friends because we're working with the shelter, Animal Humane Society shelter,
correct.
And Greenwood County Shelter collaborative project together. And so she calls me one day and she goes, Jim, she goes, I've got the opportunity to get the largest air show in the southeast to the Greenwood County Airport. She said, would you be with me when I meet with these people from Columbia to talk about what you did with the tournament and how Greenwood can embrace something like this? And we did that. And not just because, you know, I was there or anything like that. I want to make it sound like that because Rossi did it. You know, she's the one who brought it to the table. But, you know, I'm a passionate person. So when I start talking about the great things that we got going on in Greenwood and about the tournament, my hands start waving and we start doing this and start
talking
about that.
And you'll see it in the video, folks.
Yeah,
there you go.
We'll start talking about all that. And guess what? We got the largest air show in the southeast coming to Greenwood now.
Wow.
So
that is so awesome.
Yeah. And that's awesome, Rossi. I wish that rhymed. But and then I know I work very closely with Kelly and Lindsay. You know, they go to the sports marketing because really they're the ones that brought Symetra to Greenwood.
It was a 5-minute date for Lindsay, wasn't it, with Mike Nichols?
Yeah. She's a hot commodity. For 5 minutes, look what you get. But they brought it to the table. You know, we just took it and embraced it and tried to make it into something. So there now we're looking at the National Crappy Lake Tournament bass fishing or the Crappy Fish Tournament.
The lake is such an asset.
Right.
And it's been underplayed for many, many years, I think. Yes.
Right. And what we have at the Jeff May Sports Complex, and they're going to be looking at some major
tournaments
out there. So it really does, you know, taking an opportunity like what we did with the LPGA and the Symetra and proving ourselves that we can really get behind and make something really special definitely translates into other opportunities for us here in Greenwood, without a doubt.
Sure. And that's what it's all about, is bringing that package together.
Right.
And with the air show was phenomenal last year, and to hear that it's going to be huge.
Bigger. It's huge.
Bigger, better, bolder. Bigger, bolder, better.
Absolutely.
And there you go.
I think we're all going to have that B thing going on.
So these are the things that are happening. And because of, you know, I'm going to tell you what. Thank God you retired.
What?
Thank God you retired.
I retired?
You did. Your business. Didn't you retire from your other business?
Yes, I think so. But
it didn't take you long to get too involved again, though, did it?
Well, Denise kicked me out of the house. She said, you know, you're not going to be sitting at home telling me what to do. And so find something to do. So I definitely think I found a lot of things to do. And I would not trade my life for anything. You know, for, I don't want to date myself, but for almost 40 years, you know, I've been singularly focused, building a business, doing what you needed to do, traveling everywhere, you know, just putting it out there. And
I think it must be neat to bring this home to your community.
Yeah,
yes.
To learn. I mean, and I made a lot of mistakes doing that stuff, but I also learned a lot of things from doing that. So to sit there now and be able to share your experiences with some of these organizations that are looking for help, man, it's great. I mean, every day is different for me. You know, while we own a golf course, and I invested with my sister Tracy and brother-in-law Kevin and my son Ben, and we bought another little business called the Holloway Company, closed in January. hydraulic hoses and heavy-duty truck parts if you need them.
But, little plug here.
But anyway, you know, I wake up and I'm going from morning till night, but it's something different 3 and 4 times a day, whether it be what's going on at Piedmont Tech or on an economic development front with the Partnership Alliance, or whether it be at the Genetic Center, which now I'm starting to get involved in with to a certain degree, and what a jewel that is.
Absolutely.
I mean, the tournament, dealing with the LPGA and working with the sponsors and all the other things, it's exciting.
You know, one of the things, though, that I think is so neat and is so sometimes underrated is the fact of what a good background in business can bring to so many different organizations. You know, I think that that's a big, big help. For a lot of organizations, they don't know how to do things in a business manner. And from that standpoint, you certainly have brought a lot to the table on that.
Well, I hope so, Ann. I really do. I when I look at the Humane Society and what we've done there, you know, there was a shelter that was built in 1959, and nothing has changed. I mean, you want to talk about a third world country and what it's like to live that way? Go to our own Humane Society shelter here and see the conditions that the people, the volunteers work in, mm-hmm. as well as what the loving pets that are just wanting a home. But for years and years and years, they knew they needed a new shelter. They just didn't know how to organize and put a business plan together to get it off the ground.
I rest my case.
So, if that's what my contribution in a small way was, then guess what? We now had today, or just this past week, got our first design specs for the new shelter. But it was going out meeting with Jimmy Burton, and you know, we both got teary-eyed, and we got some land donated to put the shelter up. We've got
it's terrific, Jim.
What I'm saying. It's just I know we're here to talk about a tournament, but my God, there's more to life. This tournament is, to me, is just the foundation of other things.
The catalyst of so many more things that are coming.
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm here with the mogul, Jim Medford, right here on W.
Former mogul. I've already given it all away.
You've given it all away. Okay, in case anybody's listening and thinking...
Call 1-900, I'm broke now.
What was that number again? 1-900, I'm broke now. I've dialed that one before. Hey, we'll be right back. Don't you go away.
The council voted Monday against the ban. For decades, tobacco auctions were held in Conway.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're back here. We've been talking about all the good things that are coming in Greenwood. And, you know, it really is a building block. I mean, as far as one begets another, if you build it, they will come.
I remember saying that once.
Yeah.
About 5 years ago.
Right.
When we took over the links at Stony Point, you know.
Yeah. And so as we really were going to talk about the links of Greenwood, but as you said, they all kind of are interconnected on what it does with the community and everything. So as we get ready to talk about some other things, I did want to announce something while you were here. You know, Gracie, she's done awesome things with her Facebook page.
She's very active.
She's gotten in lots of blankets. We've done another call out there because it's going to be so cold tonight, tomorrow night, all through the week. And
brutally
believe it
cold.
Or not, they have actually gone through all the blankets that they had. So we did another call, and people have been bringing them in. Gracie gives back on Facebook. Well, we wanted to come up with something to keep things going. So Gracie talked to me about the fact that she had been spayed at an early age, and it being spayed means never having to say you're sorry. What do you think of that?
It hasn't worked for Denise.
Well, anyways, Gracie believes that, you know, being spayed or neutered never means having to say you're sorry. You never have to come and say, you know, we got a problem here. But she has developed a program, and it's called Gracie Gives a Gift. And every month on Facebook, from now through Christmas, we are going through the month of December. We're going to donate $200.
That's awesome.
To the Humane Society for Spay and Neuter. They will get. They can go on Facebook. We'll activate the coupon in the next couple of days. Each month there'll be $20 gift certificates for spay and neuter. And it doesn't matter. It can be a cat. It can be a dog. But there is a gift certificate for that.
That's great. And she is awesome, man.
She is awesome. I don't know. This dog keeps making me spend money.
Hey, I know. I have three of them.
Exactly. But we thought this was a way to keep because, you know, it is right now there are five dogs out there at the Humane Society that if they don't find them a home, we're going to have to euthanize them.
Yeah.
And that's just something that nobody wants to talk about.
No. There is thus everything that we're all trying to do there. There is a better way. We are better than that in Greenwood. What really we are. That's our logo. Mm-hmm. We are better than this. So spay and neutering is vitally important. Education mm-hmm. is vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
Having an environment that promotes young people to want to come to the shelter to have their birthday party, because you have a community room,
mm-hmm.
That promotes the adoptions to find homes for these
sure.
loving pets.
I mean, there are some great ones.
They're
up
loving
right now.
Pets, loving pets that just want to have a good home,
deserve
a good home,
a forever home. Yes,
a good
that's
home.
Right.
So those are the and there's some regulations that we need as a county to put forth
mm-hmm.
that all other counties that are progressive around us, whether it's making sure you have a license and a tag or a chip, so if your pet does walk off and gets at the shelter, we know how to reach you to get your pet back to you.
Sure.
So there's never one solution. There's always a multiple level of solutions. And that's
sure.
what we got to do here. This is more than just building a shelter. It's building the whole continuum of how to make us, to be help us get to the path of being
sure.
a no-kill
exactly.
shelter. That's the ultimate end game.
And nobody likes to talk about it, but it is something I've talked with Karen on the show. And I just, when I saw those five dogs that were up for adoption, it just...
Oh my God.
I looked at Gracie and I went and she goes, I'm sorry, Mom, I'm your only child.
Well, you
and
know.
And it's tough.
And
it's
Karen will tell you, and I've since broken down and gone through there. But for a while, as much as I've been involved trying to, you know, help wherever I can to get this project moving along, I absolutely refuse to go out there and walk through where the dogs, I'm a dog person.
Right.
Where they're kept, because I know I would come home with four other more dogs. I already have three. So I'm emotionally, my heart could not take it to sit there and see them.
I
had to end up doing it because of what we needed to understand as far as what we're doing
sure.
going forward. But, I mean, and, you know, I had a high school reunion last year, and all my classmates, by the way, are coming at the end of May. I have several of them coming
wow.
down here to be here in Greenwood.
How about that?
And but several of them, it's amazing. We had our 40th high school reunion. So it's amazing how, you've lost touch with these people over the years, but all of a sudden you get back for a reunion and everybody connects and it's like you never were away. But there's two or three of them that are also involved in their Humane Society. So now my Facebook page, because, you know, you connect with all of them because of the reunion, 3/4 of my Facebook postings are about dogs and cats because of their Humane Society. Karen's posting,
sure.
and everybody else knows that I'm an animal lover, so I get all this stuff. And I mean, Charlie, my little soulmate and I, you know, he's 2-year-old, and we sit and, I mean, I sit there and I get tears in my eyes every morning because I see these sad pictures or happy pictures or funny pictures. I may have to get off Facebook because I can't take it anymore every morning. So,
Yeah, there are some great stories on Facebook. There are some great, great stories. So this is just something that I wanted to tell you about because we're real excited able to do that.
That's
and be
awesome.
Able to keep the education aspect and the whole thing going for people that would like to spay and neuter but just don't feel they can afford it. It's very affordable, but this is supposed to help with another $20 off.
Well, Ann, on behalf of the Humane Society, that is great. What you and Gracie and Sharp Facets and the radio station have done to support the Humane Society over the last few years has been awesome. Thank you. We can't thank you enough because it takes all of it.
It does. It does. It takes all of us working together. So here we are. We've gotten off topic here, but they're good topics.
They are.
There are good topics, and it's always great to be able to sit down and talk about some of these great topics. How about we hear a quick word from our sponsors, and when we come back, we're going to get back to the Symetra Tour because it's coming, and, you know, I'm sure Jim will tell you, it'll be here before you know it, so don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery, so whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, and of course, we're here with Jim Medford. We have talked about a lot of different things, and I hope you've learned a lot here today with Jim sitting in with us this afternoon. But to get back to the tournament, that's going to be May 4th through the 10th out there at the links at Stony Point. One of the things we should talk about is hole 13. Because hole 13 is like a whole nother tournament, I think we could say, or a whole nother event unto itself.
Yeah. If you don't mind, let me recap the week.
Okay.
Because there is so much involved in that. And we're going to spend some time on hole 13 because that is a tournament within a tournament with what we got planned. So it starts really at crack of dawn on Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have two series of higher-end pro-am teams playing on Monday. So we have Stacy Lewis, the number one female golfer in the world, and four of the U.S. Solheim Cup team members coming to Greenwood, South Carolina. They're coming in. They arrive late Sunday night, so they'll be with us all day on Monday and to meet the pros reception Monday night. And the Solheim Cup, you know, on the PGA Tour, that's the Ryder Cup. That's one of the greatest events on the PGA Tour is the U.S. Ryder Cup or the Ryder Cup event. Same is true on the Lady LPGA Tour. That's the Solheim Cup where the U.S. plays the rest of the world. So we have four of the U.S. Solheim Cup players here. We have the Hall of Famers of the LPGA all coming back in on Sunday. Sunday is going to be a rocking place around town here, especially at some of the hotels, because that's where these will all be checking in. I shouldn't probably say that because we'll now have stalkers out there. But we have Nancy Lopez, Beth Daniel, Betsy King, Meg Mallon. You know, household names for those of us.
And who's that one that you really like?
Jan Stevenson.
There you go. I knew it.
Yeah. my friend Jan will be back.
Yes.
So, so on Monday, the people that are sponsors that have a certain sponsorship level get to have two amateurs playing with one of the Hall of Famers of golf of LPGA. And then each of the Solheim Cup players will be stationed at each of our par threes, so you'll get to play against them as well. Stacy Lewis, then, after the morning session, we have a beautiful lunch. Before the afternoon, Stacy Lewis will be doing a golf clinic during the luncheon break, and then we go out again in the afternoon for another round of pro-am teams. Then Monday night is the big Meet the Pros reception out at the club, and God willing, the weather will be great because it's an outdoor venue or indoor if we have to. We have the huge tent as well. So to be able to mingle and to take photo pictures and talk to Stacy Lewis and talk to Nancy Lopez or talk to Tiger Woods' niece, Cheyenne. I mean, there's so many different aspects of that. Then Tuesday morning, we have the mentoring breakfast, and we're going to highlight and showcase Uptown Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
And this was actually Beth Daniel's idea last year. She pulled me aside and she said, Jim, this is great. This is the first time ever that us legends of the, you know, our senior players were able to
legends
be here.
Legends sounds much better.
Yeah. And that's why I call them, because they truly are legends. We're here to be able to be with the younger girls. And there's been such a great experience for both of us alike. It would be great next year if you did a mentoring breakfast or lunch. So I thought, that's a great idea. So working with the City of Greenwood and the tourism, Kelly and Lindsay, we've structured it so at the Arts Center, Tuesday morning, there'll be a breakfast for all the LPGA players, the Hall of Famers, and all 144 LPGA Symetra players. And then
that's a big breakfast.
That's a big breakfast. That's a lot of eggs.
Right.
Then we will be moving next door to the community theater. So on stage will be Nancy Lopez and some of the Hall of Famers and the LPGA players and all the young players in the audience to be able to ask questions back and forth. Now, this is only open to media and the players. So we're going to have a lot of media coverage from all over the, you know, the world, potentially, but definitely the United States that cover golf.
And we'll be there too.
And you'll be there. all over this side of the bypass
there
will be
you
there.
Go. All right.
So anyway, because it's never before anywhere have all three levels of the LPGA have been in one place at one time for something like this. Where is that happening?
Right, Greenwood.
Right here in lovingly little Greenwood. So that's a big deal. So then after that's over, we bus them all back, and then we have another level of pro-am for those smaller pro-am sponsors, where they get to have three amateurs playing with one of the LPGA Symetra players. So, and it's a great. So that's just Monday and Tuesday.
Wow, we haven't even got to the tournament yet.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen until Thursday. So Wednesday they have their practice rounds out at Stony Point, but also on Wednesday we have the youth golf clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, we partner with.
That was
with,
a lot of fun.
That is a great, great event. We partner with Tommy Penley and the group out at Deer Creek because they got a great facility out there. Plus, our driving range is taken up with all the players, you know, practicing for the tournament.
They have a great air horn, too, I might
say. That was so organized. You know, you had April Powers on here. She works with us. She worked with Tommy. They had that thing down to a science.
Yes.
That's why there was 240, exactly 240, because that's how many stations and how many groups of five or six at each station that they could get through so that every child that came had the exact same amount of experience. And then we got TaylorMade to sponsor the golf club. They all left with the souvenir golf club, and we gave them some links at Stony Point golf balls and some tees and whatnot. It was a great day. The kids had fun. The LPGA players had fun.
Yeah, I understand there was actually a little competition on who was going to get to do this because of the schools and everything. They couldn't even accommodate the number of kids that would have liked to have participated.
Absolutely. And that's you know, that's the only thing.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, but. And, you know, on the normal Symetra Tour event, they have like 25 or 50 kids. We had 240. And
what's the potential of that, though, Jim, of a child going out and experiencing this and then saying, you know, I'd like to learn to play golf, or I want to tag along with mom and dad, and, you know, this type of thing.
I think there was a lot of follow-up. I know Tommy Penley in that group, because he does a lot of lessons out there, he had a lot of follow-up business after that. So that was good for everybody. It was great for the kids to be exposed, because what a great game golf is. I mean, you have to have integrity. You're self-disciplined. You have to have some hand-eye coordination. There's a lot of things that go along with it.
Well, you know, not only that, golf is so good as a sport that you can continue as you age. You know, you can't play football, you know, when you're 55, most likely.
And it's difficult to go to CrossFit at age, you know, 50-something, Ann, because I've tried that.
Yeah.
So golf is something it can still do.
Right.
Yes,
and you
reasonably.
Can walk those holes if you want to really get a good workout and everything. So, yes.
Absolutely.
Get outside and enjoy some nice fresh air.
Yeah. No, it was great. And what we built upon, and what I loved is all three superintendents came out on the buses with the kids. So Dr. Daryl Johnson was there. Faye Sprouse was there. Mark Peterson was there. So District 50, 51, 52, all eighth graders. So what we're building upon is those seventh graders saw what the eighth graders do. So now they want to aspire to be able to be to get that. So what was the criteria the schools used? They used attendance, behavior. They used all different types of things to, you know, because...
Is this going to be a girls and boys thing, though?
Oh, yeah, it's girls and boys.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it should be just for girls. I'll just say it. Since it's the Symetra Tour and it's all about girls and girl power...
That's definitely...
I'm just bringing it up.
Yeah, I don't think we're there, Ann, but I think it was a great way to expose the game of golf to both genders. And I think it also helps that the girls were leading the charge as far as the women being there, so the young boys could see that, you know, this is a sport that everybody can play and participate.
Good recovery. I like that.
Yeah,
good recovery.
Thank you.
Always fun to sit down and talk with Jim Medford here today. But so that's on Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's Wednesday. There'll be a morning session out at Deer Creek. So the players that are practicing in the afternoon will be at the morning session working with the kids. And then there'll be an afternoon session with the kids again. And then the players that played in the morning will be at the afternoon session working with the kids. So great scenario. So that's Wednesday. So then we take a slight breath and we turn the keys over to the LPGA and they run the tournament because the tournament starts Thursday.
And they come in and they, I mean, I saw this last year when I was there. They are there. They are checking the length of the grass. They are looking at the greens. I mean, they're not just saying, oh, yeah, glad to be here. They are inspecting everything. That has to make you a little nervous the first time through.
Yes, and they came in February and March to see our
progress.
And, of course, if you remember last year, February, March, we had snow, we had ice. It was not great weather. But they are large and in charge when they come in come tournament time. I mean, they literally spend a week in advance. They have a pre-tournament team that comes in, and they mark all the out-of-bounds. They look at where the tee placements would be, where the pin placements are going to be. So they really, you know, we're just kind of there telling, they tell us what to do, and we do it. So
and that one gal looks like she could really tell you what to do.
Yeah, if she said jump, I was jumping.
Exactly.
I didn't even think about saying, why do you, I just did it. So,
No smart answers there.
That was a great experience. And so the tournament starts on Thursday. And then on Friday, obviously, the momentum builds because you're coming to the weekend. And so on Friday, we have the tournament. And then Friday night, we have partnered with Girls on the Run, another nonprofit here in Greenwood, that works with young girls in the middle school age group to learn how to live a healthier lifestyle, to have self-confidence in themselves, because that's an awkward age.
Yes, it is. Very awkward.
And, you know, so a lot of young girls especially lose, you know, some self-confidence because it's an awkward age. So this, they really focus on this. And one of the culminations of their involvement is to run a 5K race. We're going to run that 5K race Friday night. You know, Stony Point is built pretty much on a 3-mile loop. Well, 5K is 3.2. So we almost have the ideal 5K circuit. But they like to have mentors. So the LPGA players are going to be there. Some of them will be racing, running with the girls, encouraging them. The others are going to be passing out the water, cheering them on from the sidelines. We're going to have over 300 runners Friday night at 6:30. Out at the Stony Point, tied in with this golf tournament. But during the day, out there on Friday at hole 13.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Go ahead there, Jim.
At hole 13, quickly.
That's okay.
We have stadium seating built around the whole green. We've partnered with Connect Lake Greenwood. So there's going to be probably 400, 500 plus boats. If you had gone to Lights on the Lake for 4th of July, think about that off of our hole 13, which is our par 3 on the lake. We're going to have music up and down for the players. We have a sponsor. CenturyLink is going to be giving iPads to promote caddy races. So if you follow the PGA Tour and they have that waste management tournament, which just happened a few weeks ago, it's huge. Carolina Pride, we're going to have their tent. We're going to be cooking hot dogs and sausages and what down there. There's going to be adult beverages flowing, I'm sure. It's going to be quite the atmosphere. One of the things that we had to talk about when we were down at the LPGA was letting them, so the players can know, expect this when you come.
Sure.
Because this is going to be, they've never experienced anything like this. When they walk on that tee box on hole 13, there's going to be a lot of people, a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of...
And a lot of noise until they get ready to hit.
Until they get ready to hit.
Yes.
And so that is going to be, and then Saturday night, and you can thank yourself for part of this aspect.
I'll take that.
You should. Because I said yes, and then I thought, ooh, I better make this happen. So Saturday night, we have a concert. We're going to be Music on the Lake as part of we're the leadoff for the summer series of events on the lake. We're the May event.
Okay.
So we're going to have Hack Bartley and the Deacons of Swing.
Yes.
So it's kind of Hack and Jake and Ronnie Goldman and...
it's a great group.
Yeah, it's a great group.
Yep.
Whoever I left off, I apologize. So they're out there at hole 13 performing.
Are they out there on a barge or something?
That I'm meeting with them tomorrow.
Okay.
That was the concept.
Right.
But they will be at hole 13, whether they're on sea or land.
Hack, concept, you better have your sea legs ready.
Yes, I told Hack when I saw him the other day at the chili cook-off. He goes, "What are we meeting about?" And I said, "Can you swim? And can you duck?" That's all I need to know. Because... the concert will be from 7 to 9 out at hole 13, so you can either watch it from the lake from your boat.
Right.
Or from the stadium seating at the hole from the land. And then we have the firework display courtesy of Ann Eller and Sharp Facets. So we have a firework display going off at hole 13 Saturday night starting at roughly 9 o'clock when it's dark enough to do it. So it's going to be quite the atmosphere. All week, but especially over the weekend at hole 13. And then on Sunday, the largest Mother's Day brunch in South Carolina will be going on. We're collaborating with Grits and Groceries again. They are such a great restaurant with great offerings. Lee's Barbecue and the chefs of Bermuda's and at Links at Stony Point collaborate together, and we put on a world-class Mother's Day brunch. And parking this year is all inside the gates at Stony Point for the tournament, but also right next to the huge tent we have for Mother's Day brunch. You'll be able to park right there and walk right into a great brunch and a lot of activities going on.
And of course, these things will be going on all along. So it'll be nice because if you want to, and are you charging for the parking?
No charge for the parking.
No charge for the parking. And what's the gate fee?
$5.
Oh, come on, Jim. $5 is too cheap.
$5. We want everybody to be out here. This is not about, you know, we have to charge something because
right.
of the, you know, everything that we have tied into the tournament. But this is not about ticket revenue. This is not about parking fees or anything. This is, I want everybody to Greenwood to come out and just be a part of this because it's such a great thing. This is how we raise the money for the charities. This is how the sponsors get excited about supporting this tournament for the next 8 to 20 more years, God willing. So this is, we want this to just be an event that keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger as it possibly can be. And we're expecting a significant increase in attendance.
Well, I think people being able to come and go, to come in, and you have plenty of parking, I understand. Didn't you burn off a particular property or something?
Yeah, we have plenty of parking right by the gate, and we're going to have a shuttle bus circling the three-mile loop constantly. So if you park and you want to go right to hole 13, we can take you right to hole 13. You want to stop and by the clubhouse and where 18 finishing hole is and the merchandise tent and all the stuff is, we can do that. So all you have to do is drive in, park your car, buy your ticket. You can buy it right there at the parking lot or buy it hopefully in advance and enjoy the day.
And you know, one of the things that I thought was so great about last year, particularly Sunday afternoon, all the kids that were out there, seeing the golfers coming off the 18th and then signing autographs. One little girl out there had gotten every one of the golfers to sign her shirt, and I talked to her a little bit, and she goes, "It's just so exciting."
You know, and that's what's nice. These young ladies are so approachable. They will stop, and they're honored to talk to somebody and
yes.
to do all of that. That's a thrill for them as much as it is for the young person or the adult asking for the autograph. You know, you get into other professional sports, and, you know, there's an aloofness that goes along with
sure.
them. That's not the case here. This is a family great time. By the way, speaking of family, we're going to have a kids zone out at Stony Point this year. We have kids, we partnered with U.S. Kids Golf. We're going to have a net and some clubs yes. and some balls that the kids can hit right there at the by the clubhouse. And we have a playground set up for them. So if you want to bring your children and let them burn off some energy before you take them out where they kind of have to be a little bit of quiet when they're
right.
out there, unless you're at hole 13, you know, we have a kids zone this year too. This is truly... I mean, where can you go for a $5 per person and children 12 and under enter free and spend a whole day seeing the topiaries are going to be out there again? Being outside on
a beautiful environment
environment with the azaleas and the dogwoods and the lake and having some great outdoor cooked food. I mean, where can you go for that?
You can't. You can't. And so. I think it is something that people do need to mark down and put on the calendar. That is going to be going on the 4th through the 10th. Put it on your calendar. If you were thinking of going out of town for Mother's Day, maybe you want to say this would be a great opportunity to bring some of your friends and family instead of going out of town. Tell them to come visit you because you'll be able to keep them out of the house most of the time by being out there at the links.
And have a world-class Mother's Day brunch. I mean, truly... We served over 600 people Mother's Day brunch, and you didn't have to wait for a table. I mean, we have a huge tent that sets over 600 people at a time. We had the harp player. We had the ice sculptures.
I'm
we had the
you.
Chandelier. You name it, we had
what,
it. But
what
the
didn't
food,
you have? I mean, maybe we should do it this way. What didn't you have, Jim?
I couldn't even tell you what we didn't have.
I knew you couldn't answer it there, Jim.
But the food was spectacular. Everybody that experienced it just raved about the Mother's Day brunch. So this year, by being able to park right by the Mother's Day event...
If you just want to come and go to the brunch and leave, you can do.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
Yeah, and you don't have to take a shuttle to get out there.
No.
You'll be able to go right there.
Right
and
there.
I think that'll make a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Medford, this is the beginning of 2015, second year Symetra Tour. We are really honored on WCRS to be part of this and helping promote.
We're happy to have you as one of our partners in this venture together, and... Yeah, I know last year you were out there every afternoon interviewing the players and
looking forward to it.
Looking
this
forward
year.
To having you out there again. And they enjoyed talking with you too. So.
It was a lot of fun
yeah.
and we're looking forward to it. And who knows where we're gonna end up on this because there's so many avenues that one could be on with this.
You know, and what was amazing is how many people mistakenly thought you were Jan Stevenson walking around out there.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh,
the
yeah.
one in the bathtub with the
yeah,
balls?
Yes,
I am
yeah.
impressed.
They thought that was you.
I talked to Jan. Hey, she said that was very uncomfortable.
I would think so.
Hey, that's going to do it for us. You've been listening to WCRS. Jim Medford, as always, is my great pleasure to have
you
on the show.
Thank you, Ann. Our pleasure as well.
All right. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.